Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, Denise Peek from the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Where are you as we speak?
I am at Spiro Hospital visiting my brand new grandbaby.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. I had that experience in December. And number one for you?
Number two,
okay. Well, I want to talk about a very important program. The Entrepreneur Institute has some money to loan over the next 90 days for a business to get started or grow. What can you tell us?
Well, actually, the Entrepreneur Institute, we've been doing micro-lending since our existence.
Okay.
And the board decided that, okay, we've got to find a way to get more loans and more money into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up today with maybe offering entrepreneurs the opportunity to borrow, you know, $1,000 over 90 days or $2,500 over a 90-day period, especially for those entrepreneurs who might need to buy inventory because Christmas is one of their busiest times of year. Or you might have a food entrepreneur who bakes out of their home but needs to have labels produced. So those are the type of loans that we would like to do over the next 90 days.
Okay, so what is the maximum amount that someone could get?
For this particular program, the maximum right now that we would work with is $2,500
okay.
Maximum.
So you would have 10 of these then, the maximum, if you have $25,000 to loan.
Exactly.
Okay, so spreading that around mid-Michigan might be very productive in the long run. How much demand would you say there is for this kind of seed money?
For that type of money, it could the demand, depending on the industry or the sector, could be very high. Say, like, for those individuals who do gift baskets, that could be very high for them because that's their time of year. Or, like I said, even food entrepreneurs, you know.
Right.
The holidays are coming up, and everybody bakes pies and bakes cakes and cookies and, you know, for other people. Because, you know, we as a society, sometimes we don't have the time to do that for ourselves. So, you know, I would have to say the demand is very high.
Denise, how many entrepreneurs are there in mid-Michigan who are looking to get businesses off the ground? Are you constantly running into people with ideas and just don't have the capital to make it work?
Yes, I'm always running into those individuals. I'd have to say maybe anywhere from 50 to 75%. Sometimes they just don't know where to start. And so this particular program, it's a little bit more lenient. It's not as structured as our traditional program where somebody wanted to borrow $5,000 or $10,000.
And where do you tell them to start besides with an effective business plan?
We also tell them to start with maybe looking at pricing out your items that you need. A lot of times entrepreneurs say, well, I need this, this, and this, and this, and kind of guess how much it's going to cost. We prefer that, you know, you come, you know, if you need to borrow $2,500, what do you need to borrow it for? Come prepared. That's the easiest way, you know, for, you know, a loan to get approved is if you have all the proper documentation in place.
How difficult is it to get the kind of money you need to start a business? I know a lot of people say, I have this great idea. I just can't get someone to back me to get it off the ground. What amount of money do you really need? I suppose it varies business by business.
I'd have to say it varies from business to business, Jack. It truly does. I think one mistake sometimes that entrepreneurs may make is that they don't get to know, like, the lenders that they're asking the money from. The very first time they go in and ask for money, instead of asking, well, tell me whether or not your organization lends to my type of business. And then say, well, I have a plan. Could you read it for me and then give me some feedback? You know, Jack, you know, people do business with people they know.
Sure.
And sometimes you really have to almost like interview your lender as though it was a job interview because you're going to depend on them to to the livelihood of your business.
And in terms of the competition out there for new businesses, are most entrepreneurs going after the same capital?
It depends on the business, whether it's a startup or whether it's an existing business.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about the Entrepreneur Institute, we can service startup businesses or we can service existing businesses. That gives us the opportunity to look at somebody who's been in business and maybe get them ready for a bank loan in the future. It helps them build their credit for a startup. It actually helps start to build their credit.
When someone contacts the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan, is it normally for a startup business or is it for a business that's been somewhat established and they want to expand or renovate or they have a new idea?
I'd have to say lately it's been 50% startup, maybe 50% existing. Sometimes it depends on the time of year. I can get more existing business owners than I do startups that are, looking for the capital that they need. Usually the existing business is in between that 1 to 3 year stage.
All right. If someone would like to apply for this money, up to $2,500, and this is a loan, correct?
Correct. It is not a grant.
Okay.
It is a loan.
Well, let's talk about the process again, and what should someone do?
They could first visit our website at www.yourfoundationforbusiness.com, and on the very front page there is an email sign up, and then put in there requesting loan information. And then give us a dollar amount and, what you want to use the funds for, and then we'll contact you, and then we'll take you through that process. You need to have some type of documentation saying that you're in business, first of all,
right,
or that you've been doing business and, you have proper documentation. We're still trying to weed through that criteria so that we get the right people and the right money in their hands. We don't want to turn down people, but we're still technically a lending institution, and, some people might not fit the criteria. But for the most part, most of the time they do. So that's the very first beginning.
Denise, what's the most unusual loan request or call for help that you've received?
The most unusual has been a gentleman who wanted to do a website about abstinence and practicing safe sex. That was a little bit out of our area.
Did that ever show up? Did that get off the ground?
I have no idea. I didn't go out there and surf the net to see if it actually got us off the ground. But that's been the most, the most strangest request. A lot of times people want to tell me their idea and then think that I can lend them money off of their idea, and I can't. I have rules.
Right.
And we have, requirements and things like that we have to follow.
Yeah.
Because technically, Jack is still a loan. And so we have some underwriting criteria that we have to follow.
Denise Peek from the Entrepreneur Institute of Mid-Michigan. Denise, give us the website address or phone number again, if you would, for people who might be interested in this money. This is over the next 90 days. These are loans of up to $2,500 to start a business or get a business to grow in Greater Lansing. Can you give us that information again?
Yes, our phone number is 517-853-5890, and our website is www.yourfoundationforbusiness.com.